Then the Sheikh Hafizahullah Ta'ala went on to clarify for us some of the rulings related to the slaughtering and the sacrifice, the slaughtering of the sacrifice. He mentioned it is an established sunnah. There's some scholars who consider it to be obligatory, but that which is the most correct opinion is that it is an established sunnah. It was something which was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed his companions to do. He said, if it is a sheep, it is conditioned that it has completed 6 months, and it has been alive for 6 months. If it is a goat, it is conditioned that it has completed one complete year of its life. If it is a cow, it is conditioned that it has completed 2 years of its life. And if it is a camel, it is conditioned that it has completed 5 years of its life. The sheep is for one person or one household. The goat is likewise for one person. The cow is for 7 people. And likewise, the camel is for 7 people. The sunnah is that an individual eats from the slaughtered animal, of course after it's been cooked, and likewise he gives a portion of it to charity. You should know that the poor people have rights. So you should divide it, one third for yourself, one third for the poor people, and maybe some for your neighbors. And there's much good in doing so. If you did so, it's okay. You can eat from it. But if you gave all of it away, it is also okay, and there's much good in doing so. It is not permissible for the individual to slaughter if they want it to be valid, except after Salatul Eid. If an individual slaughters before Salatul Eid, then it is not accepted from him in terms of the Eid slaughter. Likewise, if an individual and it is legislated that an individual slaughters from the 10th day until the 13th day. If the sun sets on the 13th day, then it is not considered that he has slaughtered for the Eid. An individual can slaughter one animal for his household. For example, if there is a household, several children, he mentioned 10 children and a father and a mother, they can slaughter one animal, and this is accepted for that household. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slaughtered, and he said, "This is for my family and the family of Muhammad." Obviously, an individual is not responsible for the rest of the ummah, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, "This is for me, my family, and the ummah of Muhammad." An individual is not responsible for the ummah of Muhammad. He's only responsible for his household, for himself, his wife, his children, if he has a mate. So, an individual can slaughter one animal for his household. If an individual wants to slaughter, if he has the intention of slaughtering, then once the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah enter, he has to stop cutting his nails and his hair from any part of his body, whether it's his mustache, his head, his underarms, his pubics, his privates, and the likes. An individual is not permissible for him to shave or cut from his hair. Like, and the beard, the Shaykh mentioned, the beard is never permissible for you to cut from your beard or trim from your beard. But in terms of the mustache, he says, for example, if a person is busy before the entering of the 10 days, and then he only notices once the 10 days has entered, and he wants to slaughter, he has the intention of slaughtering, then he should not trim his mustache, he should not shave his head or cut from his hair, his pubics, and the likes.